Thank you, Alison. Thank you to all our readers this evening. Just before we started, I gave you a little question. If you were to sum up Christmas in one word, what would it be? I wonder if someone would be brave enough to share the word that they chose. Who would like to have a go? Turkey. Lovely. Thank you, Ben. Peace. Thank you, Alistair. Lovely.
Joy.
Thank you. Family.
Friends.
Stress. Yeah, that's right. They're all good words because they capture something of Christmas, don't they? Both the wonder, the intensity. One of my words was panic. Just a couple of weeks to go. Children, for a lot of people, it's the most fantastic time of making memories. Maybe for some of you, it's Moz the Monster, if you've been watching your TV commercials. Others, perhaps a little bit more bittersweet memories. And then the classics, tree, tinsel, turkey. My word for Christmas this year takes us back to our first Christmas. If you haven't met Emma, my wife at the back over there, the first year we were married, we were living in Belgium, in Brussels, and it was a beautiful Christmas. I've never experienced, unless I can't remember it when I was very small, a white Christmas, but we had a beautiful blue sky, white Christmas day, Christmas 2010. And we were very much looking forward to driving home the next day on Boxing Day to catch up with our family that we hadn't seen, some of them since the wedding day that Christmas. And so it was somewhere between Brussels and Calais when, sure enough, it all went wrong. Our blue Vauxhall Zafira broke down by the side of the road in the snow. Now, I'm telling you, this car, we had to scrape the ice from the inside. It was so cold. And we did what any sane and rational two people should do in that situation, which is panic. And then we decided to phone the Belgian equivalent of the AA. And sure enough, wonderfully, a very nice man called Stephen. I remember his name was Stephen because it was St. Stephen's Day. It was Boxing Day, St. Stephen's Day. And Stephen came to our rescue. And wonderfully, he put our Zafira on the top of that top loader truck, never to move again. And we were given this beautiful little Ford car. It was tiny, but it had heating. It was wonderful. And we were able to be rescued and taken back to the ferry. We missed that first ferry, but wonderfully, we actually bumped into friends on the next ferry from home. So it was meant to be. And as I was thinking about preparing for this evening, I thought, which word best sums up Christmas? Well, actually, rescue is not a bad word at all. And you'll see that I've got a verse on the page there that we're going to think about in two halves. A verse from the Bible, which this evening tells us exactly why Jesus Christ came into the world. And it's quite refreshing. He didn't come to give the shops a reason for making money, though there's nothing wrong with that at all. Nor did he come to give Santa a reason for all the kids to be good. In fact, I was thinking of Katie, Lucy and Martha when we were singing Sleep in Heavenly Peace and hoping that that might be the case this evening for our babysitters, James and Caroline. But he didn't come to just make us all a little bit more generous at Christmas, though again, that's not wrong and Christianity impacts our life at every level. But 1 Timothy 1 verse 15, in this verse, the Apostle Paul writes, "Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save or rescue sinners, of whom I am the worst." He came to rescue. Now, this is very bad news, and this is very good news. Let's think about the bad news first of all. It's not exactly a sort of tinsel, tree, turkey, or toffee latte word. Incidentally, McDonald's told us that Christmas has arrived because their toffee lattes have now arrived. The word sin or sinners is not an easy word to talk about, but actually it's something we would do well to think about at Christmas. Already mentioned Moz the Monster. The particular advert that our girls particularly love at the moment is the M&S Paddington Bear advert, and I'm sure many of us have seen that. We stop outside M&S every time we walk past it in Cambridge just to see Paddington mistaking that thief stealing presents for Santa delivering presents. And sure enough, he helps him out, returning all the presents and the cards to their rightful owner, bringing a little tear to us all on the way. Now, when we think of the word sinner, we tend to think of someone like a robber or a thief or even a murderer. And it's not hard to find a sinner on our phones as we flick through the news items on our BBC app or whatever it might be. But actually, the Bible says that we've all sinned. In fact, in a sense, we're all robbers. We've stolen God's throne. Now, of course, we can't do that. He's God and we're just small humans. But our basic attitude is one of rebellion against him. We live in God's world as if we are in charge, stealing his rightful throne and thinking that we can rule this world without him on our own. Now, that means that a sinner doesn't necessarily need to be someone who's outrageously bad. They can do good things, but because they are on the throne of their life. So Christmas, in a sense, tells us some bad news. God had to come into this world to bail us out. The situation got that bad. Your situation, my situation. An arrogant rebellion that puts us in the driving seat, not God. And as a result of this, all sorts of disorder has come into this world. And we see it on the news pages and the newspapers and in our lives as well, if we admit it. And if left unforgiven, it will lead us to separation from God forever. This is hard news to take and perhaps doesn't feel particularly Christmassy. But the bad news is the beginning of the good news. Some of us find it difficult to admit that this is a problem for us. I remember my gran, she said, "Oh, no, Charlie, I've never really done anything wrong." Many of us could spot a few faults, but she couldn't. But even if we say we're not perfect, the Bible's analysis is that we've lived in God's world in rejection against him. I wonder if you can sing the words of our next carol. Speaks of this sin word, cast out our sin and enter in. But it speaks of good news as well and a little bit of a hint of what's to come. Cast out our sin and enter in, come into our lives, clean us up from the inside. Someone once said the heart of the human problem is the problem of the human heart. But we can invite Jesus to be born in us today in the sense of coming into our lives and bringing us new life. So let's stand and let's sing, O Little Town of Bethlehem. Bad news. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Quite extreme, stark language. But good news too. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. This is the best news in the world for you and for me. It's what our carols rightly celebrate. With the poor and mean and lonely, mean and lowly, lived on earth our Saviour, holy. Yea, Lord, we greet thee, born for our salvation, our rescue. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. My friends, this is what makes Christmas such good news. This is what caused the angels to burst into song, leaving the shepherds quaking in their boots on the mountainside. Do not be afraid. Maybe we need to hear that this evening. Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a saviour, a rescuer has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. When you grasp the seriousness of the bad news, it makes the good news all the more wonderful. Another little rescue story for you. I mentioned my gran earlier. Towards the end of her life, she was in an old folks' home quite near my parents, and her TV wasn't working. So me and a friend, we lugged a new TV, and it was lugging in those days. Do you remember those big, heavy things? None of these thin, flat screen things, but lugging this huge, heavy telly from my parents' house to my gran's house in the old people's home. And another drama. We got into the lift, me and my friend Henry. We pulled across a slightly old-fashioned kind of gate to get into the lift, and we pressed the button, and we went down. Nothing happened. We Pressed again, nothing happened. Pressed up, nothing happened. Tried to pull open the doors, nothing happened. Sure enough, we were stuck in the lift with this heavy TV. It was slightly embarrassing. I mean, we were laughing at the time, but then, like, what do we do next? And when that happens to you, you kind of got a choice. Do you try and fix things yourself, kind of get your spanner out? We didn't have one of those. Sort of tamper with the electronics and in the hope that we'd somehow get this door open. Nothing happened. We had to shout out. It was a little bit embarrassing, shouting out to one of the workers in the home to come and rescue us. And sure enough, the floor level was sort of up here. So do we go down or do we climb up? And then managed to get out. Unfortunately, we got Gran her TV and we were safe. But you have this decision. Do you try and fix things yourself, or do you rely on a rescue from the outside? And when God became man, he became man as a rescuer. 100% God to bridge us back to God. 100% man to bridge us perfectly. The bridge is actually the logo that we're using. There's that lovely 12th or 13th century bridge that many of us came over this evening. God bridging us back to himself. God and sinners reconciled. Jesus came for our rescue. That baby boy in a manger who grew into a man who became the best preacher that has ever lived, the greatest healer anyone has ever seen, who lived a life without comparison, but he came to die. You can't understand Christmas without understanding Easter. Jesus came into that manger in order to go to the cross and to the resurrection, the empty tomb, to save us from our sins. He gave us his perfect, pure, snow-white account with no sin. We've enjoyed some snow lately. To take away our bright scarlet-red sinful account, he came to swap, exchange with us so that we might have his perfect account and he might take our wrong account onto his own back. And so Paul says, Paul, this ex-murderer of Christians, says, here is a trustworthy saying. It's a saying that is to be taken on board, to be lived out in our lives. A trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And he adds, of whom I am the worst. And I think the point there is that if God can save a murderer who's been persecuting Christians and living in complete rejection of God, well, he can save any of us, no matter what our track record is. So, bad news. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. But the most wonderful news in the world, Jesus came into this world to save, to rescue you and I from all that we have done wrong. This may raise all sorts of questions, and we'd love to talk either this evening or at other points about what this means and how this impacts each of our lives. It might be that you'd like to take this little booklet away with you by Vaughan Roberts, Christmas in 3 words. We had one word. He's expanded it to 3. Not ho, 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 but historical, joyful, and essential. Plenty of these on the table at the back, so why don't you take one of those on the way out. Christmas, tree, tinsel, turkey, yes, all of these things, but ultimately rescue. Jesus coming into the world to save us. Perhaps this might be the best Christmas ever for someone here because they decide for the first time that they are going to take this trustworthy saying on board in their own lives, personally turning to Jesus and receiving that rescue that he offers so freely to each one of us, asking him to become the Lord of our lives. Our next carol is perhaps one of the most moving. I'm not quite sure how much snow there was in Bethlehem that long ago, but just look at the final verse. What can I give him, poor as I am? And that is true of us in terms of our moral record. If I were a shepherd, I would bring a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. But in the light of who Jesus is, this great rescuer, what I can, I give him. Give my heart. Let's stand and sing.